fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night. That's how you know it's Thursday night, because Common Sense Radio is on the air at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are here to bring you the truth, to sift through the fake news, to help you discern the propaganda, which actually it's not that hard. If it's on the mainstream media, it's propaganda. Pretty simple. Okay, next lesson. No, welcome to Common Sense Radio. We're always glad for you to be here with us. And you wonder, how is it possible after so many years that we are here week after week with such regularity? We're uninterrupted. For some reason, the FCC and the FBI cannot find us, and we still broadcast every week. Why is that? Because of our award-winning engineer. No matter what they throw at him, he keeps us on the air. I mean, every week it's something different. This week, we had electrons try to pass articles of impeachment on the engineer. And our engineer said there will be no Soviet show trials in this studio. And he put a kibosh on all of that. So the insurrectionist electrons have been eliminated. You only have pure, clean, sanitized, COVID-free electrons coming to your ears, all due to the due diligence and hard work of our award-winning engineer, the commandante of the electrons, the executive producer, co-host, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Hey, kind
put
words.
Put down that rebellion. He keeps us right on the air. I love that. And they're unruly tonight.
Yes. Yes, the crowd is.
Which only increases the challenge for our director of quality assurance,
That's
who is
right.
in here to try to keep control and bring adult supervision to a couple of wayward boys while we're on the air. And we appreciate our executive producer, co-host, head of the research department, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here, as always.
Always good to have you in. And we got lots to cover. We got show trials, Soviet show trials to cover, trying to erase everything Trump. COVID forever!
Yay!
And the Communist Democrat Party is trying to kill the USA. We're going to get into all of that, and hopefully, I've been trying that MeWe thing.
Yeah.
And I've been posting about being on the show tonight. So if there's anybody from that group, American Patriots, you know, and the 39 people that are on MeWe, if any of you are listening, give us a text at 251-343-0106 so we know you're out there.
There you go. Now, just remember that Facebook started as it was either Hot or Not or Rated or something like that. That's how Facebook started.
Was that?
Oh.
I forgot about. Was that when Facebook started, where they did the, you know, you'd get the picture of a girl or a guy.
Yeah.
You say Hot or Not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how Facebook started?
That was Zuckerberg's Facebook first attempt at social
media. I remember that being out there,
yeah.
But I did not realize
that. Yeah, it was either Rated or Hot or Not. I can't remember.
I think it was something like that. Hot or Not.
And now we've went to we can't even have a thumbs down.
Yeah, and you can't even do thumbs down. No.
Remember, they just took that away.
Yeah.
Did they take thumbs down away?
It's been gone for a long time.
Oh,
but yeah, because you can't not like something.
But
yeah.
You know, MeWe is in its very early stages. So
it's got to grow all that. Well, that's interesting. And look, it went from Hot or Not to now it's the online cyber concentration camp.
Yeah.
And it's got millions upon millions of Americans unwittingly and unknowingly walking into the gates of the cyber concentration camp, just waiting for them to close the gate.
How about that?
I didn't mean to get into this right now. It's been on my list, but since we're hitting it, folks,
it's
if you're
important.
On Facebook or Twitter, seriously, this is like, hey, we have a free round trip ticket to Auschwitz. Would you like to go? It's free.
Mm-hmm.
We have good weather.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I know there are some good things about connecting with your friends and family and all that, which I enjoyed when we had that. But, folks, it's all a lie. It's all fabricated. It's all superficial. And it's all there to bring you in, and then they start creating an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm.
A reality where there are no conservatives.
Right.
Where there are no thumbs down.
Or to track
where everything you hear
yeah.
has been fact-checked by little Chinese fact-checkers who tell you what the truth is. And then they use the algorithms to promote. So you see the trending is, oh, all the liberal progressive nonsense is trending. It looks like everybody agrees with that. And you can't find any of the conservative thoughts or conservative opinion. And if it is, it's got big warnings on it. If it's not censored or taken off of there, it's a concentration camp.
Yeah, it is. Seriously. It's like a ghetto of cyber information. It's almost like
it is.
Within these walls, you only do these things.
Well, I guess the message, and I had this for later in the program, but we're doing it now, because we always fly by the seat of our pants and just do things out of order. But here, what I have to say to all the folks, how many of you out there are angry? You're incensed. You're frightened about all of the things that are going on in the country, and you can't believe it. And you're like, we've got to do something. What can we do? Yeah. Get off Facebook.
Cancel Disney Plus.
Cancel Disney
Little
Plus.
Stuff
cancel
adds
Amazon.
Up.
Cancel Prime.
Twitter. Cancel Amazon Prime. They will start to know that you're getting out of the cyber concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
That you're resisting.
You're digging the tunnel.
That's right. You're in the tunnel, digging the tunnel, and you don't even know it.
Well, and another way to look at it is we're helping build the machine.
Yes.
We're kind of building the cage that they'll put us in.
No, we are.
If we keep giving money and more so attention and time. And that's why for this impeachment scam, I've chosen definitely just not to watch it.
Right.
I can't, because it's so maddening. You have to look at it almost like poison in a way. Because it will change your... It's just too
crazy. But that's
crazy
what it is.
Even,
it is poison. They're trying to poison your mind about Trump and conservatives.
And that's my point with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You
got to
look at it that way.
And if you're in on Facebook or Twitter, guess what? You're just getting the slow drip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize it. You're getting the slow drip.
Right.
They are creating what reality is for you. And telling you what you can, I mean, they're literally now telling you what you can and cannot believe, what you can and cannot talk about.
Exactly.
Hello, that is un-American.
And then you add in the creepy factor that they listen in on you. And no matter what you try to click and set your privacy settings to turn your microphone off, it's not off.
No.
I mean, has it ever occurred to someone that, sure, they can set it up where you slide the button and make you think you've turned it off, but are we just trusting that they turned it off?
Well, it's not.
How do we know?
I think
they still
listen. It's not only your phone, but it's all of the smart devices in your house. I mean, it seriously is. And, you know, everybody thinks that nothing is happening until you say Alexa or Siri.
No, it just happens.
Hello, Google.
No, they're listening.
But they have to listen in order to be able to respond at the instant.
So they're listening
that you say,
constantly.
Hello, Google. May turn my machine on over here. Sorry.
And I don't know if anyone, I mean, at this point, everyone's had where you're just having a random conversation about the most odd group, product, whatever, and then you just start getting these ads for that one thing you mentioned that you know couldn't have just...
You never searched for.
No.
But
it
you
happened
were just
to
talking
me, like,
to somebody.
Last week.
But Alexa heard you... telling somebody, we should get some new lawn furniture for the spring.
But it's not even Alexa.
Beep, 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 beep.
Facebook and Instagram
all
listen.
Of them are doing it.
That's they all listen.
I mean, think about this. If we had said 10, 20 years ago, Americans, we are going, just like North Korea, we are going to bug your houses. We're going to put listening devices in your houses, and we're going to listen to everything you say. And we will monitor it and respond accordingly. There would be... Oh my gosh!
Well,
no, you can't infringe on my rights. But no,
and what
here have this little device that will tell you what temperature it is outside when you ask.
We'll go a step further. What if they'd said we're going to bug your house, but we're also going to ask you to buy the devices to pay for it?
Right.
And we all did it. That's what I mean. We are building that cage.
And
we built it.
Also,
and,
you could go, Alexa, what's the temperature?
Yeah,
that's super
exactly.
cool and neat. Yeah, it's so interesting. But then,
or because you're too lazy to get up and go get the CD that you bought 20, 30 years ago
of
Boston.
CDs.
Alexa, play Boston.
For those of you that don't know, Boston was a group in the 70s that I think they would call
okay,
it.
Was
it
okay, that CD's
so
40
now
years
we know
old.
What he listens yeah. to.
Well, actually, the cassette tape's 40 years old.
Actually, the album is 40 years old.
No, so, but no, and we're just sitting here. It's incremental, and we're incensed by what we're seeing in Washington, what they're doing to us, and they've done it to you in your homes. And you're not, and you're just, oh, well, going along with it. You're not getting rid of it because, well, it's convenient. I put my shopping list on mm-hmm. there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your calendar, your shopping
calendar,
list. Your...
All that's on there. And you know what? Amazon and Google appreciate knowing everything about your life.
Don't they ever.
Right. Because you know what they're doing? They're selling it.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say that way because it took me... I only got off Facebook about a month ago.
Right, right.
I mean, it took me forever to finally go, okay.
But you notice it when you're off.
And
it's different in it.
It is.
And
yeah.
I've still got an AT&T cell phone plan. And
yeah, I know. We're
we're working
that.
At it.
Yeah.
We're working at it. But it's hard to escape
it is.
The cyber concentration
it is.
Camps. Okay. That is not at all the opening segment that I had planned. But you know what?
It's okay. We'll start over.
It was pretty good. We'll start over with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Don't forget, we'll take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. James from Florida texted in, another way is to support small business. I guess that's what he was talking about, our other stuff there. And then somebody else from Florida said, everybody gets a trophy and there are no consequences for your actions as long as you agree with big tech. And that is true. That is true. Okay, here's where I really wanted to start. Right now, I'm going to get into the Soviet show trial here shortly. But before that, what has been totally erased from the mainstream media, almost totally erased, and if you try to talk about it, you will be censored. And or you, at least on social media, be censored, or you will be ridiculed and laughed at in certain, if there's Democrats or liberals around, which fortunately we don't have that problem around here to any great extent, right? What's missing? What's not talked about?
Well, there's a lot of things not talked about.
The stolen election.
Well, yeah, that.
I mean, that's the elephant, the big one. The
right.
big
well,
one.
Well, and I actually
that's caused all this.
Mike
and,
Lindell's
and was,
production this
that,
week, finally.
Did you watch it? Absolute Proof?
Yeah. And I would recommend if you haven't, go ahead and do it while you can. It's really long. So what I did, I just put it on kind of like a radio show, and I went about cleaning and doing other things. It's not necessary to just sit down and watch it. You can just hear it and still get all the information.
Right.
But at the end, there are some graphics that are unbelievable. And you're right. Someone said, that's the closest thing we've had to an audit.
Right. No.
I mean, I
did the same thing last Saturday. I was working at the office, and I put it on in the background, and I listened to it.
Yeah.
And then Deborah wanted to watch it, so Monday we sat down and actually watched the whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
And if you sit there and take it all in, if you haven't watched Absolute Proof, and I recommend go to Rumble. They've got it on Rumble.
Yeah.
And that's to support them.
And
I think it is still
one.
On YouTube. I don't know if they've taken it down
It's
yet.
Like sometimes you can get it and sometimes you can't. And
well, you have to
the
look,
thing it, about it's fragmented. I could find the you have to put like full version because it's nearly 3 hours long, isn't it?
No, it's 2 hours.
2 hours long.
It's 2 hours.
Okay. You could find like
yeah, there's
segment,
fragments,
which,
but it's hard
you need
to
see
the
whole
full
thing
one.
Just because it's got Dr. Shiva, which I
right.
love
right. No,
him.
Dr. I've, Shiva was
yeah,
incredible.
I followed him for a while anyway. So it's a bunch of different voices, too. It's not just one
but it's,
thing.
It's there's so much evidence,
yeah.
actual hard evidence, documents, printout, computer printouts of all these different things that happened. I mean, videos, affidavits, testimony. The evidence is so overwhelming that you're like, really? Nobody's looking
this
at this?
This hasn't been heard
no
in any
law
court.
Enforcement, no judicial system is looking at it. The Congress now we're and I talked to somebody else who called me this week very distressed, and she was talking about it, and she told me, she says, I watched the hearings in every state, all the battleground states. Yeah. She said all those legislative hearings and the, usually like the Georgia Senate hearing, the Pennsylvania Senate hearing, the Wisconsin Senate. She said, I listened to all of them. There's not a doubt in my mind at the overwhelming evidence of voter fraud. And she said, I cannot believe that nobody's looking into it. So, and really our only hope is those legislatures that mostly are controlled by Republicans, that they get in and dig into this thing, which I understand in Arizona and a couple of these other states, they haven't given up. They're still working through it, trying to bring to light. But here's the biggest thing from all this that we've kind of known, but Mike Lindell absolutely lays it out. On November 3rd, we had Pearl Harbor without a sound.
Yeah.
The Chinese, true to their form, have perfected Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Yeah.
And those of you military buffs, Sun Tzu wrote The Art of War, I don't know how many thousand years ago. But the pinnacle of a warrior is he who defeats his enemy without ever fighting. Folks, China just did that.
Yeah.
China, and when I'm saying the China, because what Lindell had at the end, and he had a bunch of experts on there, and they had all these spreadsheets, and they showed, and they showed not spreadsheets, logs,
logs of IP addresses,
IP addresses of all of these computers around the world, some of them in Iran and stuff, but most of them from China, as they hacked in to the voting systems around the United States and changed votes, and he showed all that.
And you could tell it was an emergency, in a sense. On you could see the emergency on China's part because Trump broke the original algorithm.
Right, because the original algorithm was to flip enough votes as they came through the systems. And so they didn't think he would win by that big a margin.
It was almost like you could see Plan B in action by the way of the timing.
Yep.
And they had it there waiting, but they probably thought they really wouldn't have to employ it. But the way all the stuff come in. I mean, I feel like I knew a lot of it, but then when you could see evidence of it,
because just like I think now in retrospect that the original the first election, 2016, that Trump won by a huge, overwhelming landslide, but the fix was in to a smaller degree because they really didn't expect me
they
to do
did,
that well.
They thought it would be
and
close.
And again, in this time, they thought they didn't think
they
he would do as well as he did. And so,
still
like
underestimated.
You said, still underestimated.
And that's kind of what's come out. They did it in 2016.
Yeah.
They did it in 2018. And he there were some people, I forget now, you got to go back and watch. There was people in 2015 who briefed FBI Director James Comey this was coming. They were going to do it.
Yeah.
They knew all of this. So here's the thing you take away. We had the most massive cyber attack in history on the United States of America and China, and we are pretending it didn't happen.
Yeah. And if you dare not want to be a pretender, you are...
In typical Chinese Communist Party form,
you're canceled.
Yeah.
Just like they do in Beijing. And then, so then you got to sit there and go, so we had COVID was a biological warfare attack a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all pretending it's not.
And we're all pretending... Putting two more masks on your muzzle is going to stop it.
You put this together, China is absolutely the enemy of the United States of America. It is the enemy
winning.
Of freedom and liberty. And they are winning by large measures. And we're pretending they didn't win.
Without firing a shot.
They didn't fire a shot.
Right. No
and
conventional
to top
weapons,
it off, they're not backing down. You got what's-his-face Cuban over here already making us like... Sing the Chinese anthem now.
Right.
It didn't be, I mean,
Mark Cuban tried to say the Mavericks will not play the national anthem anymore.
You think about if
the NBA intervened on that, thankfully. But how brazen is that?
Yeah.
In Dallas, Texas, he goes, nope, we're not playing the national anthem. You don't think that's cancel culture? You don't think that's trying to make you forget your heritage and what the United States of America is about to bring you into globalism and to conform to the Chinese? I mean, we literally have the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And the Chinese Democrat Party is pretty much indisputably
you can just take the D out.
An arm of the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
I mean, you watch
kinda
what
like
they're
the
doing.
Muslim Brotherhood and...
I mean, look, they
it's
look.
Like,
they
get. It's just an arm.
It is. Look, the Dems, there was an amendment to deny funding to any schools that partnered with Chinese entities. Dems killed that.
Right.
All of these things that they're doing are helping the Chinese.
It's almost like they have a checklist and they're checking them off one by one.
I mean, seriously, they're trying to destabilize us, and the Biden administration is running around going, yeah, let's destabilize the United States. Let's cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Let's get rid of a whole bunch of really good high-paying jobs. Let's stop fracking. And between the Keystone Pipeline and fracking, we're going to sacrifice our energy independence. We've struggled for
over half a century
for energy independence, and he took it away with a stroke of a pen.
Because there's probably no family more corrupt than his. And that's another story that's blown right past. Hunter Biden, what's wrong with Hunter Biden now? Not a thing.
Nothing.
He's living his best life. As far as I know,
they're just trying to keep him from overdosing.
Let's not forget that Hunter Biden is kind of like the Fredo of the Corleone family.
Yeah.
Let's not forget who the Godfather is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. Somebody just texted in, just wait till the conservatives start a real uprising and China sends its troops in as peacekeeping mission, which just four or five months ago, that would have maybe seemed really crazy. That doesn't seem that crazy anymore.
Well, no. So,
I mean, it
does. So many crazy things that we thought would never, ever happen.
What's not crazy anymore?
What's not crazy?
That's right. What's not crazy anymore?
That's why it's important to hold on to your sanity and not dabble with things that are insane.
No, like being a Democrat.
Well, or like trying to make sense of this Stalinist show trial.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even bother.
It is just a show trial, and we're going to get into that.
And it's a threat. I take it as a threat.
It is a threat, but we'll get into that in your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Mission First Mortgage. To Common Sense, I'm looking at the page. To Common Sense Radio at the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's what I was looking at here on the page. That is the sponsor that comes aboard to bring aboard our Reagan quotes. But Mission First Mortgage, they are there to get you your home financing locked and loaded for when you're searching for your home. You're going out, the market's still pretty hot, and if you're not ready to make an offer and lock in that house, you could miss it, and you have to have your financing in place to get it, or you will be unprepared. So you need to go to Mission First Mortgage. They are mission-oriented, mission-focused, and their mission is your financing for your dream home. You need to go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or just call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141. He's a Marine. He's going to get you locked and loaded with that financing so that you get that dream home in your sights. You go pull the trigger,
and look,
boom, it's yours. How's that for incendiary language?
I was
trying to pack it all in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still kind of low right now.
Got the target.
You're right. It becomes like a race.
It is.
If you find something you want,
you better be ready.
Ducks in a row, faster than the next guy.
So call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141, Mission First Mortgage. They will take care of you, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says, less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, and let me have more control of my own destiny.
That is Ronald Reagan, 1975. I think it was between the time he was governor of California, obviously, and before. I think he wasn't governor anymore, and it was before he ran, or he was about to run for president in 76. Didn't get it. Got it in 80. It was a 60 Minutes interview with Mike Wallace.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Who is...
fell off the wagon.
Well, he's about as bad as his son, I guess. I don't know which one's worse. I guess his son is worse.
Well, his son fooled us for a long time.
He fooled us
Mike Wallace was always, you know, you always knew where you stood with Mike Wallace. With Chris Wallace, it was like, yeah, go, Chris, go, Chris, go. What? What?
Yeah. No,
what
no,
do you
no,
say?
No. But I picked this one because this is where we're at. The folks.
And that, you know, and I really like this in particular because so many people, you know, toss the word fascism around,
exactly,
yeah,
and they have absolutely no idea. They think it's just a word they can toss that will denigrate, you know, whoever they're tossing it at. And the fact of the matter is, usually they're tossing at a capitalist,
right,
who is so
yeah.
far away from a fascist.
They're,
yeah,
it is. It's moronic.
Yeah,
they're
it really
calling
is.
Us fascists. They're thinking, oh, you're like Nazis. Donald Trump's a Nazi. He's a fascist. But
and let's not
no.
forget that Nazism is liberalism. It's a socialist.
It's socialist.
It's
socialist.
Just the far side of that. Yeah, yeah.
The National Workers Socialist Party is what Nazi is, and fascism is exact. That's the Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to have private ownership like Amazon, private enterprise like Twitter and Facebook. But the government is going to be in control.
Right. They will make the regulations that say that you have to abide and do
right.
these things.
And if you abide by that, we'll give you a monopoly.
Yeah, and you can make as much money as you want.
That's how it works in China.
Yes.
Those entrepreneurs who will abide by the government regulations are given a monopoly to become incredibly wealthy billionaires.
Right.
If they stray from what the government says... It's a little more brutal in China. They suddenly disappear, and somebody else now has
right.
their wealth.
Well,
but
and there is a scary
regulations
merging
put on you
here.
That are onerous to the point that
right.
you know you can't comply and remain profitable.
Right.
So it's like, oh, okay. You know.
And I picked this one. It kind of goes with the column this week, What Can We Do Now?, that you can find at BamaNewsNow.com. And what can we do now is, I just run down the fact that, it's a little bit of a rehash, but we... The media ignores it. Big tech censors us. All the arms of the federal government have failed us, whether it's justice or law enforcement. Nobody's investigating anything. And we now have an imposter sitting in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Literally an imposter, a pretender who didn't get elected, and nobody's doing anything about it. And what can we do now? What we need to do now, the only thing we can do now is... shore up our defenses at the states. I know right. you heard me talk about it last week, but I'm telling you, folks.
I've heard that a lot of attorneys general are filing suit, particularly against the energy and the Keystone.
They're
West
starting
Virginia
on that.
Is now. There have been, I think the first letter was like 7 states attorneys general signed on. There's now with like 13 or 18.
Yeah, I think 13 was a number I saw. It was a double digit.
And that's the one that came out of West Virginia, and it's primarily because of the energy issues and the fact that with a stroke of a pen, you know, thousands and thousands of really good jobs
just went away.
Are eliminated.
Union jobs.
Union jobs.
Aren't you glad you paid those union dues to the Chinese Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Buyer's remorse.
And all of this goes to stop all this. And what can we do now? Is stuff? It comes from the states. H.R. 127. We talked about that last week. Is assault on the Second Amendment.
Yes, it is.
And what we need to do is do things. Arizona has a bill. Somewhat of a sanctuary state bill that says you can't come and infringe on our Second Amendment rights here. We need that in Alabama. We need that in every state. I want to point out that Newton County, Missouri, I don't know where Newton County, Missouri is, but that county commission passed a law that says under no circumstance can any law, state or federal, infringe on the Second Amendment. It is illegal, and the sheriff can arrest federal agents who try to confiscate weapons.
Well, I happen to know, too.
God bless Newton County. We need to go to Newton County.
Absolutely.
I don't know where that is. But we need more of that in this country.
I can't speak too much about it yet, but I'm digging in. But I know in Nevada, different states, they're forming some, like, sheriff posse, kind of like some groups that where your sheriff is the only law enforcement that's not... They're only bound to the Constitution.
Right. They're bound to the Constitution. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
So there's actually...
Sheriffs are a constitutional office. They are
yes,
every sheriff is
and
an
only
elected
that.
Position, and they are a constitutional office, not like a chief of police, not like police, city
so,
police
they don't owe allegiance to the governor.
Not, right.
These
the
unconstitutional,
right.
sweeping, tyrannical mandates that we all see could likely come down can't actually have any teeth if you have a strong... sheriff and a sheriff's posse.
Right.
And
right.
some people are exploring how to do that completely peacefully, legally. It's pretty cool. So
well, that is
there's
we,
some yeah. stuff happening where it again peaceful, legal,
peaceful,
and
legal.
Constitutional.
We're having to do things that are outside of
yeah.
the bubble because the bubble is burst on us.
It has burst.
Yeah.
You know, the federal government is rogue. The federal government
right.
is completely rogue. We have no idea what they're going to do. They've already taken away our First Amendment rights, or at least they're watching social media and big tech take away our First Amendment rights. They're not doing a darn thing about it, and they're laying the groundwork to take away our Second Amendment rights, and we need to get ready to resist.
Right, right.
Now, don't wait, because it's
and
coming.
And don't be fooled that some of this stuff, again, is just, look at this shiny object, everybody, and they know... Honestly, this impeachment farce, it's really a waste of your time.
Oh, no.
We all know that's what
gonna,
it is.
Yes.
And don't think in the background. In fact, have you noticed how Jen Psaki come out to say, Biden's not even watching this, like completely separating himself. I think they know they've really overplayed their hand here.
Right.
So he wants to look sweet and innocent, like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not worried about it.
This is
but
all.
Do you really think they're just sitting there? Like, they're moving at warp speed.
No, they're trying to
get
everything done, before the backlash
so
comes and stops them.
We can't follow the lead of the media.
No, they learned
what
from the Obama administration.
To.
Get it all done in the first 2 years.
Yep.
Before
yep.
you loop, if we ever have fair elections again, you possibly
and look. They're
lose
looking
the
at sacking some governors. I think they're attacking Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
They see him as a threat.
They're
have goals,
everybody. And it's
right.
time for us, the people, to start rising yep. up and supporting those people. All right, we got Kevin from Mobile holding patiently. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Great show, great show. Let me tell you what, Stacey Abrams, the poster child for the fraudulent election there in Georgia. And that's not our words. That's her words right there. For 2 years, she hasn't conceded the gubernatorial election. She got on TV and she said it was stolen from her and the people need to rise up and yada, yada, yada. Nobody ever brought that up. Okay. She was doing the same
right.
thing that President Trump was getting raked over the coals for, saying that the election was fraudulent right there. Why don't these people, they're so hypocritical. Why don't these people hold her up and go, look, you know, the conservatives go, this person's been saying this for 2 years. She's been marching around the country talking to different talk shows, and nobody said anything right there. Hold her accountable, okay? Hold Maxine Waters accountable. Hold Schumer accountable. Hold the vice president, Kamala Harris. Hold her accountable for insurrection acts right there, stating these people need to go. And it's all documented. Put this out there, and the conservatives need to call people like CNN and MSNBC and say, listen, you need to put this out there and you need to play fair. But of course, we know we're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
It's going to take the conservatives to rise up. And nobody's asking for anybody to do any type of insurrection.
But see, the conservatives.
We need to hold them accountable and keep doing it and holding them accountable because the whole thing is right there. It is a sham show right now.
It's horrible. It's wasting the taxpayers' money again.
If you've watched any of it, it's BS.
Yeah, but the problem we have is that we don't have a Republican Party with a backbone. What we, the people, have to do is, in this next cycle, get people elected who are warriors, who are fighters,
who will go fight. Right.
Because we are so used to, well, I want the other congressman to be the lightning rod. I want my congressman to go to Washington, get along with everybody, and bring home the pork. Right?
No,
that's the game we keep
that.
Playing.
That game is gone.
Jordan
up there. You know, where we've got, like, Mitch McConnell up there is like watching Mr. Magoo. Get rid of these idiots right there. You know what? They've crushed our party. But what we need to do, too, is the power is still with the people. You know how you do? You know, you kill a snake, you chop his head off right there.
Yep.
What makes this country go is taxpayer dollars. April the 15th, people need to rise up and go to the bank and shut the banking system down. Because you know what? That'll get their attention. You shut the banking system down, they're going to go, well, where are we going to get our money to do our little pet projects right here? Where are we going to get our $1.9 trillion right there? Well, you know what? Me and you ain't going to work tomorrow. We're going to have a sit-down. We're not going to work. And you know what? Down here, I can take care of myself. You can take care of yourself right there. The last thing my grandfather used to say, if somebody breaks in your house, you need to ask them this word. Are you good with God? Because that's the last thing you're going to get. American people are tired of this. And we are going to make a stand right there. And these idiots in Washington, let's just start at the city level, the state level, and
that's exactly what we need to do.
These people are going to be put and held in check. That's one topic. Other topic real quick. Thank God that somebody in the NBA stood up to Mark Cuban's yep. idiot self right there. You know what? The guy's a blooming idiot. I don't care if you're a millionaire or not, billionaire. But you know what? Power to the people again. Don't go and watch his stupid NBA team and make the man go bankrupt.
Right.
That's how you teach these people a lesson. If you think that you're going to walk out there and not play the national anthem and have our military right there and talk down to them, screw you. Let me tell you what, we can put you out of business too, brother. Power to the people, and God bless America.
There you go, Kevin. We appreciate the call. We thank you so much. We'll be right back with your calls. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. James from Florida says most Republicans are afraid of the media due to the bias in reporting key issues. And David from Mobile says, I've watched my last episode of Shark Tank until Mark Cuban is fired from that show. Way to go, David. Thank you for standing up. Look. All of this goes to the show trial right now in Washington. It's a Soviet show trial. It's unconstitutional. Think of how absurd this is. Think about 50 years from now. They're going to read in the history books, and they're going to go, they went and impeached a guy who wasn't in office anymore. Mm-hmm. And then they went and had a trial without the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presiding over it, as the Constitution prescribed.
Isn't that the definition of kangaroo?
A kangaroo court, exactly. But hey, six Republicans voted with the Democrats to say, no, this kangaroo court is
very kangaroo-ish.
Is constitutional, which I ask you, you know, Nebraska, one of the towns in Nebraska somewhere did a unanimous censure of Ben Sasse. Well, I'm like, then why did you just reelect the moron? And the same thing with Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, and I think I have Louisiana listeners. Bill Cassidy just got reelected, and that's why he did it, and he voted from Louisiana. And I'm going to challenge all you Cajuns. You got no hair on that Cajun behind if you don't recall that Cassidy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, Louisiana. You're supposed to be tough. They think Texas is tough. Wait till you've been down to Bayou with a Cajun. Louisiana, if you're really that tough, you need to start a recall on Cassidy right now. You get that sucker out of office. There is no reason. He's going to be there for 6 years. He only did that because he goes, oh, I got 6 years, y'all. Y'all forget. Oh, no, we ain't.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in-laws over there. I'm sending money.
Yeah.
I mean, that just frosted me so bad. But now the interesting thing, it's so – I haven't watched it because you just can't. My wife's watched it, and then I see some of the clips. It's so nonsensical.
Yeah.
Because you were saying earlier, how many Democrats have said really incendiary things inciting violence?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nobody said
Maxine
a word
Waters,
except –
Cory Booker, Chuck Schumer –
righteous
just
indignation.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
There's all those montages.
The protests will not stop, she said. They shouldn't.
And they shouldn't.
Look, now CNN is comparing this to Rwanda and 9/11 and such.
Rwanda.
Can you imagine? So here.
How stupid could people be? Does anybody really know what happened in Rwanda when the Hutsis and Tutsis got out there and literally took machetes to each other?
And
tens of thousands of people died, mm-hmm. and morons on CNN compare that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was like, it was close to, it was more than that.
I remember, I think it was hundreds of thousands of people. This is crazy.
Well, it's more than that, but what I would like everyone to pull back and just, and I don't want to take credit for this, someone just on Twitter said, it went from 15 days to flatten the curve to 15 months to flatten the middle class.
That's exactly what it is.
And I will put this out for our listening audience. A psychological warfare was launched against people like you and I that think, that are not stupid, that are just average Americans that want to be left alone over 15 months ago.
Yep.
So that's why it's so important. What can you do? Everyone's like, what can we do? Preserve your mental sanity. Don't. Yep. Understand this is a warfare. They have muzzled us physically. They have shut down churches. They really think about the way the world looks now.
Oh, no.
And it's the answer's right there. This is not just
no, who
about
would ever have thought
a president.
That in America, they said, this, you can't go to church, you can't go to work, you can't have free speech. And we all just said, okay.
Oh, okay. I just, a virus. I mean, and again, it's very real. It's, but you know what? Also, I also think it was launched by China.
Yep.
To kill us, to hurt us. I think effective treatments have been purposefully withheld from people that could have saved lives. Again, this topic's not just about COVID, but what I'm saying is all of this fits together that our mental, psychological, I guess, savvy is being threatened, and you can't even play the game with them.
It's part of the psychological operation.
Yes. When you sit here and you have an entire media, you have all of the government, you have everything. You know, you do. Even the most sane person will be like, well, maybe, am I wrong? Am I getting this wrong?
What do you think?
Really, could I be getting this wrong?
In North Korea, you have to have the TV or radio on to the state station all the time while they tell you everything. You have to have it on.
Because over time, it'll break down. It'll make you question. You'll feel alone. Again, they've isolated us. Do you know the rates of depression and suicide amongst teenagers has never been higher?
Right.
Since they've locked everybody down.
Can't go to school.
Are these devices that we're it.
Imagine
it's
in
warfare.
Chicago. They haven't been to school in a year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have friends in Maryland. They haven't been either, and they will not go back. Maybe they'll go back in August, but they've been told nothing this school year.
I mean, you lost a whole school year? I mean, kids don't get to lose. And it's all BS. I'm sorry, because you said it, 2 weeks to flatten the curve now, or 15 days to
flatten the curve,
15 months now to flatten the middle class. That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
When they brought this out, they said, we just need 15 days to flatten the curve. We've done the masks. We've done the double masks. We've done the social distance. We've done the shutdowns. We do vaccines. Do you know what we still have? COVID.
COVID.
Yeah.
We still got it. And now, if you listen to Fauci, we're going to have COVID forever. Oh, there's mutations and stuff. And so I can't do his accent
masks.
Or whatever.
Yeah, like the answer's now two masks.
Yeah, but
put another muzzle on
your face.
But
we can't have normalcy ever again.
Yeah.
No. You can't go to football games. I mean, they're literally trying to destroy the culture and society. I mean, they're already destroying our history. Now the culture and society. Why? Because they don't want you to be Americans.
And
they want you to be Chinese communists.
See how much the Chinese are winning. It wasn't like American children were whipping it up in math anyway. Now you have kids that have missed school.
Mm-hmm.
And learning to read at the early age.
They're dumbing us down.
So... China's
right.
Like, yay,
okay,
another one.
I got
for
a
us.
Quick tip. My sister said there's an internet petition circling recall Cassidy there in Louisiana where she lives.
Cool.
Yahoo, go Louisiana.
Yeah.
Bring him home. That will show people where we really stand and that we're fighting back. All right, folks, stay in the fight. Remember, God is in control. So even though we're losing political battles, we will win the spiritual battles. Folks, see y'all next week. Honey, it's time to come home.